And FC United, can they actually do something with this ball? It's Brownell on it. It's about 15 yards outside the penalty on this near touch line. He's going to whip it in. It's a decent ball headed away towards the back post. Who's on the end of it?
Well, Lee Neville's on
the
end of it.
Back of the net. Goal!
Well up, Charlie Ragland.
Well, Charlie Ragland at the back post. It was flicked over. It was half defended, half cleared. Ragland crossed, headed it across goal. For all intents and purposes, it was in. I think Michael Norton, though, decided, I'm going to put it in just in case.
Yeah, but I think but it looks like it was over, doesn't it?
Perhaps Ragland is going to be given the goal. He was certainly celebrating like a centre-half who only scores maybe three or four a season.
Or four in the last three games or something.
Feed it out to Neville, but it's intercepted. It'll be and then there was a throw in for FC United, quickly taken by Wright, but easily won there by Rob Bodie. And it's back now with Neville. Plays inside to Dean Stott. Well, misplaced pass from Stott. Now Whitten can bring it away. Left-hand side. It slid along there. That was intended for Scott Backer, the number nine, but cut out. And now Ragland brings it down the right-hand side. But that's intended for Greaves. It's a great ball. Greaves round the keeper. It's magnificent. It's absolutely magnificent from FC United. Attack broken on Charlie Ragland. Magnificent assist there. Took it down the right hand side. Inch perfect long ball for Tom Greaves. Got on the end of it. Took it round the keeper. 2-0 to FC United. FC United and Manchester looking for 10 wins in a row. 10 league wins in a row tonight. On course at the moment. Callum Byrne. Square ball to Stott. Plays it forward. And now it's Jerome Wright, plays this inside. Greaves surely for 3-0. It's a romp. FC United are taking Witten Albion apart here. And FC United are Dormy, top of the league. It's fallen now for... And it's gone in and Witten have got one back. Well, that Len, that little discussion, it was Alex Titchener for a scramble. And the ball bounced to him and he took it well. Well, the day you think you've got it cracked is the day you start to fade away, is the old adage in football, and maybe everybody getting ahead of themselves there. We certainly were, but no discussion. FC United's lead reduced to 2 goals. And plenty up for Witten. Moyo remains back on the halfway line, policing Tom Greaves, who stayed up for United. Everyone else deep inside FC territory. As Witten looked to cut this deficit further. It's headed across the line there. It's flicked across. Well, a kind of half-hearted scissors kick there by Ben Harrison. Comes to naught, and FC United will bring this away. Right-hand side, Liam Brownhill plays it forward. And now it's Callum Byrne. Now inside Witten territory. Plays it forward. Norton, he's onside this time. And it's 4-1. 4-1, and what a perfect pass. And a perfect finish, and this time Michael Norton times his run to perfection. And it's Witten Albion 1, FC United and Manchester 4, and the who's top of the table debate can rage once more. Skipper Gardner almost gets caught in possession there, outside, just outside his own box, but gets the ball out to Andrews. Good pressing from Byrne, and now it's Ali Brown, and Byrne snapping away at his heels, and Brown has to play it back, and it's... cleared, and that's a decent pass now, and it comes forward to Andrews inside. He's got a chance on the 18 yard box and he scores, and it's no more than Witten Albion deserve. And maybe that'll wake up FC United, the visiting side tonight. They really haven't come out in the second half, went in with a 4-1 lead, and time after time Witten have threatened to cut them open. Should have scored about 5 minutes ago, and well, what was looking on the cards has now happened. And FC United with some work to do. This will do, I think, this team a little bit of good. And it's Jerome Wright now. We'll look to take a throw in. A long throw in into the penalty area. Near post. It's nodded on. Norton will jump. Unconvincing punch. Wolfenden. And it's got in. It's 5-2. The 3-goal cushion is restored. Matt Cooper, the villain really for Witten. Really a very unconvincing punch indeed. It fell for Matthew Wolfenden, and the substitution has worked, you could say, because as soon as Greaves left the field, on came Daniels, and without touching the ball, influenced the game. Poor punch from Cooper, and finished by Wolfenden, and with FC with a 5-2 lead.